My name is Rabbi David Pardo, and this is Mishnah Taharo. Today we are in chapter number 9, Mishnah number 2. We are talking about olives, gamar, milim sok, aval atid likach, if he finished harvesting, but intended to continue purchasing. He already harvested the olives and put them in the vat. Gamar milikach, aval atid lilvot, or he finished purchasing but intended to borrow. Areo evel, or chalila he became an avel. O mishta, or he goes to a party, ones, or some kind of situation where his hands are bound. Afilu zavim v'zavot mehalachim alehen. Even if zavim and zavot are walking all over them, tahorin, they remain tahor, because all these things are against his will. And like we said yesterday, you can only become susceptible to tuma if you are, you know, if that benefits you, if it's a good thing and you're happy about it. Naflu alehen mashkin tmehin, or if liquids fell on them, tame liquids. Ein tame ela mekom megan, they are only tame in the place where they are touched. V'hamochal hayotem mehen tahor, and any sap that comes out of them is considered pure. Mission number 3, Nigmara Melachtan. Okay, you finished your preparations. Harei elu mukhsharin. Then they are considered susceptible to tuma. Naflu alehen mashkin. And if liquids fell on them, tmein. Then, you know, the logical consequence of the former thing, if they are susceptible to tuma, then they can become tamei. Hamochal hayotamehen, the sap that comes out of them. How do we consider that sap? From the prepared olives. So Rabbi Elazar mitahir v'chami mitamin. If you look, Rabbi Elazar rules it is pure because it's not considered a liquid. The sap. The sap is not exactly liquid, so it's not considered one of the seven liquids that can prepare it for tuma. He disagrees with the first section of our Mishnah. The Chachamim concur with the first section of our Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, "Lo nechalku ala mochal hayotzem min hazeitim." They didn't have a machlokas about the sap from olives, shehu tahor, because everyone agrees that it's tahor. V'alma nechalku. What is it that they indeed were actually made having a machlokas about? Al hayotzem min habor. About what comes out of the vat, the sap remaining in the vat after the oil has been removed from it. Again, oil production, I'm telling you. So when after you have the olives sit in the vat for a while and they get soft, they exude a lot of olive oil and a lot of whatever liquids, and when you take everything out, you have like a layer of oil and a layer of sap, and that's the sap that we're talking about. That's where Rabbi Elazar rules pure, because he doesn't consider it liquid, because it's really mamish thick. But the sages rule that it's tum, it's impure, because the sap invariably contains some bit of oil, and thus we have to consider it liquid, just like oil. The halacha follows the chachamim, as interpreted by the Tanakhama. That is all for today. We will catch you tomorrow.